So what do you think?
I don't mind going if my kids.
Let me ask this question. Your schedule for meetings, do you have an idea of when it is that you want to establish your regularly scheduled meeting? Is it on a Wednesday evening? What did the MAC meet at?
The MAC met on Mondays every, was it the third Monday? At our meeting in, was it March when we met after the election? We had decided at that point on Tuesday night, but Stephanie pointed out the fire council, or fire safety council, meets on Tuesday nights. I work on Monday and Wednesday nights. So I teach adult education, and I have that conflict during the school year, not in the summer.
Yeah.
But,
well,
so the fire safety council meets one time per month, so we can pick two other Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Will Gale has the second Tuesday of every month.
Yes, and the fire safety
3 years.
And the fire safety council has the third.
The chamber meets on the second
or
Tuesday.
Can you
Thursday? Okay. So Natalie has a copy of the schedule right here.
We're looking at Tuesdays then, every other Tuesday.
Well, we can't do it every other Tuesday because the second and third Tuesdays are the ones that are booked. So that would leave us with the first and the fourth.
We used to have the first as the property owners that were vacant. We're the second Monday at 6 o'clock over the museum. Tuesday.
What are Thursdays?
Thursdays, we have the Snowline Players. Snowline Players, Lions Club.
Lions Club is in here every third Thursday.
We have the calendar here.
Because I will caution you, as I said to someone during the break, for the next 3 to 4 months, you are probably going to meet every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to figure out a fairly routine schedule because you can't put it all over the map. So I that's up to you, and you have this schedule, but... And in the month of July, you need to make a decision on this, probably the direction and give direction for filing the week of the 17th or the 24th, because that will give you 2 weeks to do and finalize the paperwork and make sure you have it in by the 10th of August. So now the meeting with Solid Waste to go over the questions and all could be during the week of the 10th of July. So Michelle, you could do it then if you have time to do the meeting and provide the input and do all of that and have it presented by Natalie at whatever meeting you come up with.
Michelle, when do you start school? Are we able to meet on Mondays until school starts?
Oh, yeah. We start when Snowline starts, the third week of August, or maybe it's the second.
We're kind of putting Michelle on the spot here, right? Because there are several other of us here who could do it, too. So is it because you...
Well, I had two different points. I was speaking to the board, not really to the public, but I can't speak to the board except at a public meeting. So I was just letting you guys know that that's my schedule, and I know I think I already told you, Stephanie, but anyway, everybody doesn't know me as well as here. So I just wanted to put out that out there. And then separately, I believe Natalie belongs on this, and I'm happy to volunteer, but because of my schedule, if there's somebody else that wants to do it, it's probably a better fit. Or, according to what you just said, you know, we can make it work depending on Natalie's availability.
Is there another member that wants to participate on that committee? Okay, I will volunteer for it. I've done work on this already, and I'm happy to do it.
Okay.
If you don't want to do it, Michelle, I mean, that's not.
Well, I'm
you cannot because
I'm kind of waiting for some direction from Natalie because I don't have any sense of how quickly you know this can be done and all the rest of it. So
I don't know off the top of my head how quickly I can do it, but I can definitely call on Monday and see if I can get a meeting with the county solid waste and ask them how quickly they can meet with me.
It doesn't matter to me. Stephanie, you're a natural choice, too, because you've got your own independent history of knowing about some of them. I mean, you've had some interactions in this area already as well.
Yeah, I mean, my suggestion would be that if this bleeds into the time, Director Schneider, that you're going to be on vacation, then I would suggest having someone else be on the committee so that we have continuity there.
I'm not sure what we're motioning for.
A creation of an ad hoc committee to meet with the solid waste department to bring back the information necessary to move forward with this.
Natalie and Stephanie.
Okay. And
I make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Is that both of those items then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's... let's see. The wastewater...
Well, the gentleman said that was something we should research.
Yeah.
I've been working on this for a while now. Max, if you don't mind if I talk about it.
Which one?
Actually, we're not on the lamp yet.
Yeah, we know we are.
Passed through all those.
Okay. But we'd already done 19.
Okay. So the wastewater, the lamp. That's the I don't remember what the acronym stands for, but. Thank you, Lynn, our experts in the room. And Lynn has been the chair of the what we call the sewer committee for the MAC for how many years? Since 2000? Yeah. We have had a lamp in place, and they have created a new one, and they will be voting on the new lamp for San Bernardino County on July 13th in Bishop at 8:30 a.m. And I have gone through the lamp for where it applies to Wrightwood. And I can tell you there are only two specific places where it applies. One, they are suggesting that the CSD sets up a monitoring well for our area. And I can give you a brief history on this. CSA 56 had a monitoring well. They used to do samples of our water quality. And that well was located in the floodplain down Highway 2, so east on Highway 2, below the elevation of Wrightwood. So that sampling would collect, you know, a very high concentration of the nitrates that they're looking for to for our water data. So they are suggesting that we reopen that well. There's nothing that I can see in here that actually compels us to do that, and so that's something that we have to talk about. Just in my conversations with them, they are happy that we are taking over, that the CSD is in formation because they have an agency that is local that they can look to talk about these issues of wastewater in our community. And really, it is an advantage for us to be here because we can actually talk about this as residents rather than people who don't live here and maybe aren't affected by those decisions. Okay, and then the second part is that they want to require percolation tests for all new building in Wrightwood. So I believe that the percolation tests that have been required for building in Wrightwood up to this point have only been in the blue zone, which is the Apple Street area. No.
No, they're required on all
properties. Okay. All new parcels. Okay. So that's an area that I am gray on, and I have to do some more research. So it looks like that is not a new recommendation. So I just received this. This just came out, so I will follow up with them. I will not be able to go to Bishop on July 13th. Steve, I don't see, and you probably haven't seen this document, but I don't see anything in here that actually compels us to do anything. But I do think it's a good idea for the residents of Brightwoods to familiarize themselves with the lamp. And if you would like it, I can email it to you, or you can request it from Lahontan. Steve, do you have any recommendations at this point on that?
No, okay. It doesn't sound like that there's any action that needs to be taken at this time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Any comments before we move on that?
Okay, next item is the website.
We have a WrightwoodCSD.org website already set up that we were using during the election process. Are we allowed to continue using that website? Is that, or?
What does it look like? It's not election related, is it, or is it?
It had old election material with like our meeting dates posted and the resolution and the documentation our feasibility study, the documentation we got from LAFCO.
Oh, okay.
We tried to make it everything very available for the community, so that is it's currently set up and going. But
sounds like you can continue to use that, it seemed to me. And we've got the Sunshine Ordinance a little bit later on the agenda, but that could be an area that you would post your agendas to, minutes, that kind of thing, until you bring a general manager in and maybe decide to do something different. But it seems to me like you could use it.
Anyone who has any thoughts on that, or are we all okay with you?
That's great.
We're fine. I don't think there's any action needed then.
I would suggest taking formal action just to confirm it for the record that that's the official website of the district.
Yeah. If I could also ask, if we approve this, we would put the lamp on there as well, so then the community will have that, so everybody will be informed.
So I've been doing the website, and I'm not a website person, so can I say, Wes, can you take that over? That's a function, no. The general manager would have to do it, right? But, like, what do I do right now? I can't, can I put the lamp up there? I mean, do I, so.
Yeah.
So why can't Wes do it?
Yeah, I can take that over. I mean, I can have my company work on it and put it up there.
Is there any problem with that?
As long as it's zero.
As long as it's zero, there really should be a separation of public and your public and private interests. I don't know what else is on that website, frankly, and whether there would be anything that would be promoting anything that you might have in your individual capacity on this website. And
I would hand off the documents to my web person. He'd put them up there and do all the work. You know, I certainly don't want to do the work myself. I just give it to him and say, do this.
Is your company a website?
That's
if his company name is not on the page, then
conflict.
You need it. Okay. It might be best if you had a minimal contract that, Wes, you don't participate in the discussion on it. You recuse yourself because there's a potential financial benefit. Step in here if I get all messed up. So that your company manages the website.
Right.
Rather than just saying, okay, I'll take it over. Because that's a very slippery slope when that's your company. And I take it you're the president?
Yeah.
That could be a potential problem.
I'm just trying to find somebody to do the work in the interim.
Yeah.
One of the things that concerns me is there's a provision. There's two different types of conflicts of interest. One is a conflict under the Political Reform Act, where you would have a conflict between your financial interest in your personal capacity versus one in your private capacity, or your private capacity versus your public capacity. The other is the Government Code Section 1090. And Government Code Section 1090 is a pretty draconian provision that prohibits any type of contract that you would have with the district, regardless of whether or not it's the best contract in the world. It could be something that benefits the district in every way, shape, or form. It could be you could offer a better deal than anyone else could ever give them. The problem is, under Government Code Section 1090, it's so harsh that the contract is void on its face. As a matter of law, it's void. The only way you can get around a 1090 issue, and it's a very narrow exception that's been carved, is if there is no other provider in the area that provides that type of service, then there is an exemption for that. I don't know if that's the case or not, and I understand that you wouldn't be paid. You're doing it as a volunteer, and I think that gets you out of 1090, and that there isn't a contract. But man, it's a close call, and
why not?
If there's a better way to do it, I certainly would want to explore that.
Well, it sounds like another ad hoc committee, and just find a home for this thing and somebody to work on it.
Or take no action on it now and wait for your general manager to make
what is involved on in putting things on the website?
The Facebook page, instead of the wait on this until the manager comes in and use the Facebook page for everything.
I was going to recommend that maybe we hold off on designing the website any further until we have a general manager, and for right now use the Facebook page that's already set up, maybe to post the agenda. That's what I did for this one.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
We have a Wrightwood CSD Facebook page as well, and I uploaded the agenda on there. Is that acceptable if it's posted also paper copy in front of the community building? And I mean,
we can get to the posting issue when we get to the Sunshine Ordinance. I think for now the issue is what to do with that website. Maybe just no action on that until you've got a general manager.
So I've done some work on websites, which is why I'm trying to find out a little more information about what's involved. I have not done the amount of work that anybody who works for West has. So, Stephanie, can you address kind of what it
entails?
Yes,
it's very simple. It's WordPress. You just upload stuff. So you could just do everything in a post format.
So aside from the fact that I'm going to be gone for those 3 weeks,
anywhere.
But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to be in Canada, so
I don't know.
Really,
the only items would be the agenda.
I think we're just going to finish our conversation real quick.
I can certainly help out in the interim, but I do agree that in terms of redoing the website and really, you know, creating something new with it, that we should wait for the GM.
Yeah, we'll just table it for now.
Okay.
Just table it.
If I understood you correctly, you said it was a public document. And if it's a public document, there should be a link to the public document. Surely we can put a link to the public document on the website.
That's not
right.
The question. The question is, who's going to manage the website and put it on there? Not that they can post it.
I'm not very good at that. At that specific website, I've tried, and
I think we can just use the Facebook site as you suggested, and we'll just table this item.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Next item: community sign.
I'm not sure why that's on there. We don't need to have it there. There's no involvement with community clients in the field.
Great.
Okay, scratch that.
Sunshine Ordinance.
Identify regular meeting schedule, identify meeting locations, identify where attendance will be posted.
We had said that we couldn't have our meetings on Thursday night in here, but the museum, I believe, is open on Thursday night.
Thursday night was a conflict on the third Thursday for Lions Club. But
Well, Snow and Claire for this month, for July, they're in here in the evening. Shows 7 to 9:30 every Thursday.
So anything with Snowline Players is going to be seasonal. That means that the musical that they're running this summer is rehearsing here, is my guess, because the children's group is during the day.
Stephanie, what about a Wednesday night?
Well, I just want to clarify because there's two buildings that we can use. So if it's just seasonal that the Thursday night thing for July is here, then we can have our meetings for Thursday nights on the two that you can make in the other building and then move back here. When Snowline Players is no longer in this building.
So
it's
I don't,
Thursday night often.
So I have an every other week
right.
Thursday issue, and it's all pending traffic coming back up the hill for when I get back.
So we can have the other two Thursday night. Yeah. If Thursday is the one that works the best for everyone. Because Monday and Wednesday doesn't work for you, right?
During the summer, it's all pretty much the same.
It was yeah. forever.
But you're making it for the district. And believe me, changing dates once you have them in motion is very disruptive. You need a cycle to post your agendas and do all the things, and there will be times where you're going to have legal ads. So you need to think about establishing your dates for a long duration.
So my instincts say that Tuesday is preferable over Thursday because it is earlier in the work week. And as we make decisions at a board meeting and want to go out and put them into motion, Thursday's late in the week for that. That said, you know, are we trying right now to arrange a meeting for every 2 weeks? Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what I was going to suggest is the first Tuesday of every month be the monthly meeting. You're probably going to tell me this is a headache to schedule our second monthly meeting right now on a different day. That's bad.
That's up to you guys.
Well,
I was thinking if our official meeting, like if we, you know, hopefully at some point we're going to get to where we only have to meet once a month. Yeah? Okay. So if that could be the first Tuesday of every month, that is available, Natalie. It is, well, I already know there's a conflict in August. Because that's when the Snowline Players Kids program is finishing up.
It's August 1st. And you switch to the museum on those days?
Well, it's that, for this meeting?
No, the first Tuesday.
Well, so August 1st, Laura Steinman is running the kids program out of here for the month of July, and August 1st is the night they perform everything. So that would be a pretty big upset to the two drama groups that have been practicing all month to not get to use this stage.
Every time you put it to the museum, it's the location, not the day of our meeting.
Of our meeting, yes. I'm sorry, I thought you were asking about the Snowline Players moving for that one.
It's the location of your meeting for the museum.
Yes, for August 1st.
Okay, so maybe we can step back for a second and maybe get an understanding what this Sunshine Ordinance is intended to do. Under the Brown Act, you're required to establish a regular meeting schedule. Regular meetings require, if it's a regular meeting, just requires a agenda that's posted 72 hours in advance. You can call a special meeting anytime on 24 hours notice, and you probably will be calling a number of special meetings throughout the month of July. You already have called one, and we're not even done with this one. So you will have a number of special meetings in July. What Section 2.1 of this ordinance is intended to do is just identify when your regular meeting would be. So if you wanted to, for now, have your regular meeting schedule be the first Tuesday of every month at whatever time at whatever location. That's fine. That doesn't preclude you from having additional ones. It's just that the additional ones will be called special meetings. And the legal significance for that is that you won't be able to add anything onto those agendas. Once you post the agenda, that's what you have to live and die by that agenda for that meeting.
On special.
For regular board meetings, because it's a 72-hour notice, you can add items onto the agenda at the board meeting if there's a need for action that arose after the agenda was posted. So for now, if you want, for purposes of this sunshine ordinance, and what this sunshine ordinance is a commitment by the board that you're going to, that your activities will be conducted openly and transparently for your community, for your constituents. And so it's really one that reflects that commitment back to your back to your constituents.
Natalie, can I see the calendar?
Leo, are you? You're pretty flexible.
Yeah. Until I go on vacation.
So we could choose our regular meeting schedule like beginning in August, since July is going to be a lot of special meetings. And the first Tuesday of this month is the 4th of July, so no one will be meeting that day.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if that's how you want to do it, you could do that. But that's only keeping in mind that's only section 2.1 of the Sunshine Ordinance. We've got plenty of other provisions throughout the remainder of the document that the board will need to talk about. Specifically, the posting in section 2.4. Where are you going to post your agendas? And you need three places that are open to the public 24 hours a day. And I think I'm talking with President Zuber about this before. I think there's three places, and maybe Director Lopiccolo, you identified when you were going around putting up the agendas for this meeting, maybe those are the same places that you use. I don't know.
The community building in the front was number one for me, and then I posted at the Village Grind bulletin board, but it's not open 24 hours, but the bulletin board, you can walk up to it 24 hours. Probably shouldn't be walking up there in the middle of the night, but it is open. And Mount Hardware has a bulletin board outside that you can walk up to that's not inside. But those were the only three I thought.
What about the post office? Can you put anything?
You can't put anything at the post office that's not USPS related. I
okay.
tried
okay.
that.
What about it? Can you fire station?
That's a good point. The fire station, we would have to ask the permission to put it in. Do we have a bulletin board outside?
That's not a
bulletin. Does it have to physically be posted or can it be on the website?
It has to be physically posted.
So the bulletin board too.
Okay.
Because you post outside the location where you're going to hold the meeting, which is typically here. What about your other facilities that you own?
The museum.
The museum.
Yeah, the museum.
Or and do that, and then the fire station or what other federal buildings?
Well, that would give us three, right? So we just have the museum here, hotel,
and fire station.
And fire station.
Do you have a library?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, but it's not. It's inside the bulletin board.
Oh, okay.
The other open bulletin board, of course, the best one that everybody looks at is Mount Hardware, and that's just on the outside. That should be your third one.
Yeah. Or you can always have four. You can do just
not,
to make
nothing
sure.
Wrong with there's nothing wrong with having more.
More. You have to have a minimum. So if you did all the public buildings, and I would suggest you just give the librarian a copy.
Yeah.
And then the hardware store, if that's locally where people really go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The library won't post anything unless it's approved by the county. The county has to approve anything they post from the library.
So I'm looking at 2.4, the community center, the museum, the fire station, and the hardware store. Once you have developed your website, you also have to post on that as well. In 2.3, it talks about the length of time for public testimony. I don't know if the board has any position on that.
So, Board of Supervisors for the county is 5 minutes, right?
No,
three. Okay. I just thought we should standardize, but that's my opinion.
We use a different standard.
But then those people coming before LAFCO is somewhat different. We have 5 minutes for primary project proponents that are involved and 3 minutes for others. So, but you can establish 5 minutes, you can establish three.
I agree, I think 3 minutes
is a good time.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 minutes on section 2.3, and then 2.1, regular meeting schedule. We can make that, if you want it to be the first Tuesday of the month, we can make that effective September, beginning of September.
That would be helpful, because in August we have a location conflict. So if what we have to do is set a day, a time, and a place, then September is better, because in August we're going to have to be at the museum, because that first Tuesday.
Can we set it for the first Tuesday and just have the first location be a different location than the future?
You can do that, but it won't be a regular meeting. It still would be agendized as a special meeting, because it's at a different location. So probably the best way to do it would be beginning September 2017. It'll be
September 5th.
On the first Tuesday.
The 5th, right after Labor Day.
Of each month. At what time?
7 o'clock.
I think that might be too late.
I prefer 6, but.
Okay.
Stephanie, when did the MAC come in?
7.
7?
Yeah,
for that, those reasons?
I think 6 is the top.
Okay. 7 then?
What's your cue?
Then everybody will show up at 5.
You know, my only concern with calling special meetings until September was that we can't add anything to the agenda
for
the meeting. So
that's a good point, Director Carroll. We'll have to be very careful on how we agendize that. We'll have to do our best in making sure that we can capture as much in the scope of the language that we use on the agenda, right? But we will have the shorter time frame for posting purposes. So with those changes to additions to section 2.1 and 2.3.2 and 2.4, you'll notice also that Exhibit A talks about the language that would be used for your closed session descriptions if we ever have those. And so this would be how you would word that in closed session. It's called the safe harbor language under the Brown Act. And if you agendize closed session items in the way it's described in Exhibit A, then you've agendized it properly under the Brown Act, and there's no liability. So with those changes, if the board wishes to go ahead and adopt this ordinance, it would be your very first ordinance that you would have adopted on your own. And again, reflects your commitment to your constituents for transparency.
John, did you have a comment? Do you want to
speak? What was wrong with, just curious, what was wrong with the third Monday with the night meeting that's been established for years? And there's no conflict with that night?
Oh,
school.
I teach school 2 nights a week on Mondays and Wednesdays, so if we hold it, then I cannot attend meetings, but I don't.
That's the reason, yeah.
Okay, Steve, do we just adopt the ordinance?
With those changes, you can adopt the ordinance, and I'll you got to give an ordinance number. I don't know how you want to number them. Whether you know, it could be one or it could be 2017-1.
That's a good idea.
2017. Yeah. Ask the district secretary.
All right. It should be
2017-1.
Yeah. Include the month for ease of use in the future. Include the month.
You could do that 2017-0.
The more numbers you put in there, the more likelihood of transpositions or other problems.
Yeah.
My suggestion is just to make it the year
simple.
And a sequential number.
Yeah.
Okay.
first one.
All right.
And then I'll make these changes and bring it back to the board. But you can go ahead and adopt it now, of course.
And okay, so the president can just adopt it, or
no, you have to take a motion and a second and a vote and all that
stuff. Okay.
Can you just describe that?
Sure. Yeah.
We motion. We're calling it 2017-1.
Dash one.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adopt our first ordinance, the Sunshine Ordinance, titled 2017-1.
I second that motion.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Okay, next item, discussion and possible action regarding exercise of option to extend term of license agreement with Snowline Joint Unified School District.
They have given us permission to extend that notification deadline. We have that in writing. So just as an explanation, CSA 56 held two lease agreements with Snowline School District. The first one was for Hollis Park, so the children's park playground. And that is actually, I thought in our whole diligence process that lease had actually been negotiated, but Tim told me yesterday that it was still under, so we need to go back and look at that. I can go ahead and continue what I've been doing already and reach out to Dr. Holman about that. The second lease agreement was for a community park, which was created by the Municipal Advisory Council in 2007. And that was for access to the upper field at the elementary school. That lease was a 10-year lease in periods of 2 5-year periods, and we had to, or CSA 56 had to give Snowline a notice of their intent to renew the lease yesterday, and that lease would not renew until the end of December. So the issue here is that we needed to somehow get permission to renew that, or to let them know that we intended to renew it after July 1st. And so that is what they granted us. And now we need to go through the process of doing that. So here it is. We had established a community park because in this area, we don't have basketball courts, we don't have fields, we don't have anything except for what is at the elementary school and at the country club. So. I believe that is a very important part of what we're doing here for Parks and Rec, to have access to the fields and basketball courts and baseball. So I would like to go ahead and keep working on that to see if we can renew that lease. Do I need to make a motion?
Yeah, so the lease expires December 31st of this year. If you want to extend it for a 5-year period, you have an option that needed to be exercised by June 30. As Director Carroll mentioned, we received, seemed like to me from the email that I saw, that there was a willingness to extend that deadline so that the board can consider today whether to go ahead and exercise that option. If that's the wish of the board, then that would be the motion would be to exercise the option under that agreement to extend it for an additional 5-year period.
And are we paying for that?
Yes, so I was going to say, I believe the payment was $10 or $1?
I think it's $1. $1.
So it's just, you know, a good faith contract. You put down a dollar. So, I mean, do you want to clarify that?
Is there a downside? Is there anything?
I think they do all the maintenance.
I can't see any reason to oppose it. But
it's $1 a year.
I don't see a downside. I mean, of course, you have liability issues with any asset you have, and so we need to, right? I mean,
it's part of the program that you identified that you were going to provide as this new entity, and the only way to do that is to provide for this, and the school district is the one entity that acquires property large enough to do this, especially in a small mountain community where large parcels are very difficult to come by. So it's 1 year and it's for a 5-year period. There, at least as I can see, and when we did the analysis, there was no downside to it.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Who does the maintenance on? Is that Swerka?
You've got to speak.
Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Who does the maintenance, first of all, on that? And then the second, what about the baseball field? Is that part of it as well?
Yeah, so in my statements here, I said the upper field, and that is how I think it is described in the lease. But the baseball field has also been used as part of that agreement. So that's the lower field. So we'll have to look into that. But there's been just an understanding that the community had access to the baseball field and the upper field. But I'm definitely going to have to
update that.
Yeah. Or just get clarification. So.
And then.
In terms of the maintenance. The maintenance has been done thus far by Snowline School District. So that is something where we should chip in. I mean, there hasn't been really, as far as I know, and maybe, anyway, there hasn't been maintenance from CSA 56 on their grounds. And let me just clarify one more thing. We had people in town who had keys to the lock on the gate for many years now who would give entry to the field. Mr. Garner, the principal of the elementary school, has stated that he does not see the need for the keys, but that is something that we will have to also figure out with them if that's what their opinion is. And so that is the work involved with that lease, is access and trash. Okay.
Do we have one piece of the key that it can be open all the time?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yes, but that was his opinion, and so we need that formalized if that is actually true according to the district.
Yeah. You need to be sure that the district board of directors agrees with that position, mm-hmm. because he may be the principal here,
exactly.
And but it is technically Snowline Unified School District that makes those decisions. So you
Absolutely.
Need to work
yes.
work through that. I mean, it's very helpful, but ultimately that is not his decision.
I wonder if part of his motivation isn't that nobody pays attention to whether the fence is locked or not. Everybody goes over the fence. So in terms of injury, it's probably safer to have the thing open because I've never seen that lock stop anybody.
I won't comment. Just because
I can't. I didn't know any of them, but you know. So in order to, we want to empower Stephanie to move forward with this, and
or someone else,
or well, okay.
Well, it would be the action would be to exercise the option to extend the term of that agreement for an additional 5 years.
Not
negotiated. Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a unilateral right just to do that.
Yeah. Okay, so then, do you want to make that motion since it's your thing?
And that's basically asking you to do that, right?
Yeah, I can send an email or a letter out just confirming that if that's the action that the board takes.
Okay, so I would like to make a motion that our action is to renew our intent, renew the lease in a 5-year period.
AKA exercise the option.
Thank you. Exercise the option.
I second that.
What's Snowline?
The Snowline.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, motion carried.
Maybe.
All right, discussion of possible action to approve Brightwood Chamber of Commerce's Mountaineer Days at the Brightwood Community Center on July 8th, 9th, in 2017.
So what is the discussion around this topic?
Really no discussion.
I mean, is there any reason we would not approve this community event?
No.
Wasn't
it an existing agreement?
Yes.
You succeeded to the...
We need to explain what it is.
Oh. There we go.
You want to explain
that? Is anybody from Chamber of Commerce here?
Yeah.
So the issue with Mountaineer Days was that they need permission from the their owning agency of this building to serve alcohol here during Mountaineer Days. And as many of you know in the audience, in order to do the permitting process for a special event takes quite some time. So we needed to deliver them some kind of letter in conjunction with CSA 56 in order to give them permission. So what we need to do is ratify the letter that CSA 56 created for us on our behalf.
Well, the part of the issue that arose was that to get the permit from ABC, then the letter requesting that permit and reflecting permission to enter onto the community center the park for the event, the letter had to come from CSA 56 because the CSD wasn't formed yet. So through some negotiations, because there was some reluctance on the county's part to do that because they weren't going to be the ownership, they weren't going to own the facility at the time of the event. So, eventually they issued the letter, and this is really more or less a ministerial act just to confirm that now the CSD as the owner of the property agrees to that event taking place. So it's unless there's some problem, which I hope there isn't, because it was really difficult to get that letter issued.
Yes, sir, Chuck, do you want to?
Does the chamber pay rent for this, or have they in the past?
Yes, I haven't memorized the schedule, but yeah.
So we do pay rent for it, okay.
They have or have not?
I believe it's to be billed after.
Yeah, another detail we have to figure out who is collecting. I mean, it's quarterly billing cycle, so generally, as Shannon explained it to me, we bill them after the event and collect the payment at that time.
Okay, there is a charge for the chamber to use the property.
Yes.
I never questioned that before. So
you adopted the fee schedule earlier on
mm-hmm.
the existing fee schedule, so you will implement that fee schedule, which is exactly the same as the
So I think the issue is that for some entities in town, in the past, CSA 56 has made exceptions and allowed them to use the facilities for free. And I think that's the point behind your question. So I actually did not look. So I will go and look. I cannot imagine that they were not charged, but that is a very important question.
Because that was part of the point. And the requirement that you adopt as a condition of approval all the existing fee schedules and operating policies that were the CSA 56's prior to your formation. It will now be your responsibility to look at those and see whether or not how they are implemented, whether there is uniform implementation, and what changes you might want in the future. But at least operationally, from this day forward, you have a fee schedule, you have policies and procedures about the use of your facility.
But if we adopted what they've been doing already and they gave an exception in the past.
You need to know what your fee schedule says.
Okay.
So now we need to take action to approve this. And can I use the wording that's on the agenda?
Yes, that's fine.
I move that we approve Redwood Chamber of Commerce's Mountaineer Days with the Redwood Community Center on July 8th and 9th, 2017.
I'll second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the motion's carried. All right.
I heard somebody out there.
We have future board meetings and agenda items.
Our guest here reminded me of a very important element that the board will need to do, and that is I mentioned the Political Reform Act. The FPPC has regulations implementing the Political Reform Act. As part of those regulations, you now, as elected officials, are required to file what's called Form 700s, and you're required to do so within 30 days after assuming office. So you will need to file your Form 700s. There are forms that are FPPC forms, so it's a matter of filling those out and determining the correct schedule. In fact, I'll probably end up having to fill one out as well. With that is the need for the district to have its own conflict of interest code. Part of the action that you adopted could be construed as approving the one that the county has in place, but you will need to have your own conflict of interest code. The interesting thing is you probably haven't determined what your organizational structure is yet, since you don't have a general manager. But for now, as elected officials, I think it's safe that you will need to file your Form 700s.
And where can you get that?
Off the FPPC website, you can get those. But keep in mind, there's a number of schedules that go with it. And what it does is, part of your obligations under the Political Reform Act is to disclose your financial interests that may be impacted by virtue of your position as a director on this board. So you will need to disclose what those are, and then that gets filed with the county.
And does it walk you through identifying what those might be, or can you elaborate?
They have descriptions and the instructions to fill out the forms.
Okay.
And they give you examples.
Okay.
And they tell you what you have to file and what you don't have to.
Okay.
And you will be filing one every year in April.
Yeah, they're due April 1st of every year. But since you are assuming office, then it's a 30-day period. And then future board meetings, we have one scheduled for Monday at 7, which means that we'll need to get the agenda posted tomorrow, Sunday, by 7. And I don't know who will be responsible for that.
What's going to be on that agenda?
It's going to be...
I mean, it's the reporting of those ad hoc committees, but do we need to agendize beyond, I mean, more specifically than that?
Yeah, you're going to want to be in a position where, if needed, you're going to want to take action.
So you've got the item regarding consideration of ad hoc committee report for transition contract with special districts, possible approval. You have your insurance.
And the budget. And the budget line items.
Are you going to be in a position to do that? What budget line as well? I don't remember that.
With the
oh, the ad hoc committee regarding the explanation of the reserve fund withheld by special district and what you and a better description of what you. That's the ad hoc.
That is true, but I don't think it was the deadline set for Monday.
Yeah,
I have a feeling Mr. Rigney is not going to be able to do that Monday.
That was a Monday issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
going to
be on the agenda?
Monday? That's all we're going to need more volunteers.
Chuck, did you want to mention?
Yeah, just for future agendas. The MAC had the sheriff, the Caltrans, the fire department, you know, do their 5-minute presentation every week.
Right.
Is this something that you guys obviously discussed? Is that something that you were going to add to some of the future agendas with the CSC, the update from those committees?
Probably, committees? But, you know, we're just trying to motor through all these things right now, so probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a real good act.
Yeah.
Both Helen Dell and Phelan have that
yeah.
as part of the, yeah. at the beginning of the agenda.
And the formation of a community services district is to act as the voice of the community with locally elected officials. So typically, there is the presentation from the sheriff and fire, especially in a mountain community, and the others. Some of the others aren't necessarily on a routine basis, but the sheriff and fire are.
But that would be up to them to put on the agenda.
And they need to make contact once they and let them know what their meeting date's going to be and so on. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. What's next? So just is that it?
That's all I have, unless the board has any upcoming agenda items.
I was wondering who is going to create the agenda that's going to be posted tomorrow by 7 p.m.
So I can create it, but I need to get further clarification because I did not get all that.
I'll take a crack at it, and then I can email it out to...
I'll put it up. If you want to send it to me, Steve, I'll put it up.
Okay. All right, then I'll do that.
The one question that I have received from multiple entities is they want to know what your official address is and who to contact. Because there are a number of people.
Our P.O. Box is 218, P.O. Box 218, Brightwood, California. We took over the CSA 56's P.O. Box.
Much like Millendale, if they try to send it to the physical address, they won't make it.
And the zip code, I'm sorry.
92397.
Pardon?
92397.
Also, we do have the cell phone that was used by CSA 56 for the contact for CSA 56. So, and that phone number is 760-249. 3205.
Do you have that?
I do. That, and thank you for bringing that up because I really needed to mention that. Tim handed that off to me yesterday. So I am in possession of the phone. I'm not the general manager. So
to me, it makes sense that Monday, you guys have your ad hoc meeting, committee meeting. Monday night, hopefully, we're approving. Is Shannon the one who's out of town? Who's out of
Shannon.
Just as a clarification, Mr. Rigney said that he had to re-employ them as employees of CSA 70 in order for us to hire our old employees here. Now, that is a lengthy process. I don't think that they could actually do that, and that's part of what we would discuss.
You need to ask the question whether or not their employment with county special districts ended or whether they transitioned them.
I know that answer. It ended. They issued them a letter, which they received last week.
Okay.
Their employment ended.
Okay.
I'd like to see Shannon, if it's possible, continuing in the job that she's been doing, including the phone. If that's possible in light of what you all learn on Monday, but it seems to me that if we're going to transition with services for somebody taking care of this building, that person should have the phone.
Yeah. Shannon was an excellent employee. Shannon, highly recommended and highly responsive and knows everything about this building. Whether or not she wants to be re-employed, that's another question.
Right.
By special district or by you?
By either, yeah.
Okay.
And for contact, we have our CSB email addresses. Do you want us to share those, or I think you might have those?
Why don't you just send me an email with the listing of each of them? I think you did a while ago.
Okay.
But I get inundated with email, so
okay.
I might not necessarily be able to easily find it.
Got it.
And I will include on there who the president and vice president are. Because primarily the questions of the people who are asking me for this information will be contacting the two of you.
Okay.
This is part of our comments. I just want to thank everyone for sticking with us for how many hours?
4 hours.
4 hours! That's going to be a record. Thank you all so much.
Okay.
Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you very much.
Are you adjourning us?
So, we are adjourned.